Righto, JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Michael Hill, talk me through it. New Zealand and Australia, and of course a lot of ram raids and a lot of headlines.
Yeah, so you just think about the last 3 years. Some sectors and businesses have had to deal with what I would hesitate to call headwinds, because it's more like hurricane strength forces acting against them, hasn't it? So all retailers had to deal with COVID. The whole retail sector battled, but since we've re-emerged from that sort of COVID retail winter, retailers and sectors like Michael Hill have had to deal with this unprecedented surge in criminal activity, which I'm reminded of every day, Mike, in Takapuna on North and Sunny North Shore, where the empty store where Michael Hill used to be until crime and staff safety concerns drove them out of the building. But Michael Hill, they issued yesterday a trading update, and it's an interesting window into trading conditions on both sides of the Tasman. Let's start on a positive note. The company has completed the acquisition of Bevilles Jewellers business in Australia, so they're expanding over there. They commented on general trading conditions in Australasia, and these are their words. Trading has been challenging in New Zealand and Australia because of the prevailing economic conditions and resulting softening consumer sentiment. New Zealand has also been affected by the significant weather events and the recent resurgence of security incidents and related costs. And it's sort of not all rose petals in Australia as well. In Australia, the retail jewellery segment in Australia has suffered a double-digit decline in sales, and that's in the sort of in the 20 weeks up to the end of May. On a positive note again, though, Michael Hill sales are only down 3.5%, so on a comparative basis, pretty good. We've got to assume that they are actually taking market share there. So year-to-date sales for the total group for Michael Hill are up 5.5%. Share price holding at around $1. So sort of good. Some good and some bad in there.
Right, that debt ceiling, I know Schumer's very bullish this morning about some sort of fast track through the Senate. How do you see it?
Yeah, so actually there's a heap of stuff to digest from a business or market point of view in the US at the moment. Just quickly, the month of May is behind us. Australasian share markets were lower over the month. US share markets were mixed. What was interesting is that the NASDAQ posted quite strong gains over the month of May, with sort of the AI pushing some of the tech stocks up. Now, yeah, this debt ceiling absolutely cruised through the House of Representatives, didn't it? You gave the numbers 314 to 117. So comprehensive support in the House from the Republicans. Remember old McCarthy's, he sort of put his position on the line on this one. It looks like he's made a reasonable bet there. It goes to the Senate now. Now, there are more potential procedural choke points in the Senate, but you'd have to think, given that sort of very strong show of support in the House of Representatives, that Senate approval is reasonably secure.
Good stuff. So that sorts that out. What do we got numbers-wise?
The markets, well, absolute sea of green out there this morning, Mike. So they're liking the start of June in America. The Dow Jones is up 190 points, 0.58%. It's 33,096 as I look at it. The S&P 500 is up 1%, 4221. And the NASDAQ is up 1.37%, 177 points, 13,112. The FTSE 100 also up 44 points, 7490. The Nikkei up 0.84%. Closed at 31,148. Shanghai Composite, relatively unchanged, 3204. Australasian markets, the ASX 200 gained 20 points yesterday. That's just over 0.25%, 7110. And the NZX 50 up 0.87% yesterday, closing 11,916. Kiwi dollar, a little bit stronger this morning, 0.6069 against the US, 0.9224 Aussie, 0.5637 euro, 0.4842 against the pound, 84.22 against the yen. Gold, $1,978.37. And Brent crude, $74.71.
You have the best of a long weekend. See you next week. JMIWealth.co.nz. The wonderful Andrew Kelleher.